This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. A Turkish court has freed American pastor Andrew Brunson, ending a bitter dispute between Washington and Ankara. Brunson was facing 35 years in jail if he had been convicted on terrorism and espionage charges, allegation Washington called baseless. President Trump spoke about Brunson's release.
We're very honored to have him back with us. He suffered greatly, but we're very appreciative to a lot of people.
U.S. military is flying Brunson to Germany for a medical evaluation before continuing on to the United States later today. President Trump says Brunson is likely to arrive in Washington and wants here that he would be visiting the White House. President Trump says he takes the disappearance of missing Saudi journalists seriously. AP's Warren Levinson reporting.
Stephen Cook, senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, says the president's diffident approach to the Khashoggi case is different from what previous presidents might take.
I would imagine that under a different presidency, we would have had serious offers of FBI assistance.
But in effective terms, maybe not all that different.
Historically, the U.S.-Saudi relationship has never been disrupted over a single individual.
Trump says he wants to know what happened to the dissident Washington Post writer, but not at the expense of upsetting arms sales to Saudi Arabia.
Residents in the U.S. state of Florida who were hit by Hurricane Michael have begun cleaning up, assessing damage. John Crensall lost everything.
You know, our lives, everything we have is gone now and stuff. We lost all our cars, everything and stuff. And so it's sort of just hard to realize just what just happened.
In all, at least 13 people died in the massive storm. The numbers could rise as rescuers work on. Michael took aim at other U.S. states before returning to the Atlantic. This is VOA News. The Philippines has been elected to the United Nations Human Rights Council, boosting President Rodrigo Duterte's reputation after 2 years of criticism against hitman-style killings in his country's crackdown on illegal drugs. Rights groups oppose the country's bid to join the council. A United Nations employee in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has tested positive for Ebola, the first such incident during the current outbreak. The news came after health officials warned about a raid of new Ebola cases on the rise, especially in the town of Beni. Tarek Yasarevich is with the World Health Organization.
So this really indicates the shift where the epicenter of outbreak is from Mangina to the city of Beni, that basically has seen three-quarters of all cases in past weeks.
The death toll now standing at 125 from the Ebola out of 201 reported cases. Zimbabwe's growing economic crisis, which had recently sent consumer prices spiraling upwards and created shortages of everything from gasoline to medication to fried chicken, is shaping up to be the first major test for Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was sworn in barely 2 months ago. Meantime, activists are saying the arrest this week of dozens of trade union members who plan to protest economic conditions in Zimbabwe has escalated the situation from a simple economic crisis to a wider, more unsettling one. New information has come to light about the death of an American diplomat in Madagascar. That story now from AP's Mike Gracia.
Newly unsealed court records show the FBI and the State Department have opened a homicide investigation into the September 22nd death of U.S. diplomat Kevin Webb in Madagascar. Webb was a human resources officer who had been posted to the embassy in Madagascar since July of 2017. Court filings reveal a foreign national who was spotted trying to leave Webb's apartment on the night of Webb's death was arrested by authorities. The suspect admitted he fought with Webb in the apartment and that Webb collapsed. Federal authorities have not released the cause of Webb's death or a possible motive in his slaying. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Greek police say they have recovered the bodies of 11 people believed to be migrants who recently crossed from Turkey after their car was traveling and crashed in northern Greece. Police say the crash occurred today near the town of Kavala. Car collided with a truck heading in the opposite direction, burst into flames. All those in the car were killed. Truck driver being treated for his injuries in a hospital in northern Greece. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
It's music time in Africa. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell coming at you direct from Washington, D.C. I've got a great show for you today. First of all, Mamadou Kelly and his band Bankana are here in the studio all the way from the Timbuktu region of northern Mali, West Africa. We're going to find out what Mamadou's doing in D.C., listen to a couple of tracks off his newest CD, Politiki, and learn from a master what exactly is this thing called African blues. From Douala, Cameroon, Manuel Wanji presents an interview with a fabulous singer-songwriter, Andy Jamea. We hear samples of Andy's recordings and a beautiful live performance that you won't want to miss. That man can sing. And for Song of the Week, I'm joined by Kwame Ofori to present a red-hot banger that's rocking Uganda right now by APAS. You're going to love it if you haven't heard it already. Of course, you're also going to hear jaw-dropping tunes from across the continent. Senegal, Sierra Leone, Nigeria, South Africa, Morocco. And to get us started, we're taking it back to Congo's Zaire days. Yep. This is the marvelous Sam Mangwana from 1993 with Fatimata. Sam sings to his lover, Fatimata. I'm touched. I forgive you. But the way you love, it's not beautiful. It's not nice that way. Your way of loving, Sherry. Jealous, jealous. You're too jealous. You see, even in front of people, you lose your head. It's not nice, my beauty. Sometimes, even before guests, you make a scene. Hey, Fatimata.
Rumba music. Ta façon d'aimer, c'est pas joli, c'est pas gentil, façon comme ça. Ta façon d'aimer, doudoué, c'est pas joli, c'est pas gentil, vraiment pas. La façon d'aimer, chérie, jaloux, 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 t'es trop jalouse. Tu vois même devant les gens, tu perds la tête, c'est pas gentil, oh ma belle. Parfois même devant nos invités, tu perds la tête, c'est pas gentil.
That was Sam Mangwana with Fatimata, the lead-off track to the 1993 album Rumba Music. I'm Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa.
Enjoy this recent single, Lambigolo by Toure Koundé, and then we'll meet my special studio guests, Mamadou Kelly.
Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
Yeah, all right. So Mamadou Kelly is in the house. Iniche Mamadou.
Banche.
Ika kenewa.
Toro fuitan.
Ah, nifama.
Ah, kera fomai.
So you might notice that we are speaking in another language. It's called Bambara. We're going to do a little translation so that we can get to find out what Mamadou is all about. So Mamadou, Abeya, Washington, D.C., Mumpe.
Abeya, Anana, Washington, Concert de Bambulu.
So Mamadou says they're here for a concert they're giving tonight. And so to my left is Mamadou. And to my right, can we just hear a greeting from you? Ipa fe ka fendo fo. Ka foliko mogoma.
Me foli se fengo fe na ya soro ibe Ameriki jamana kono. Ka tamale na kabla Burkina Bela, kabla Guinea na kabla Ivorian na fengo fe na ya soro. Ibe ya noro no mamburu kele na ka grupu na na kanu nina jede. Ka da Amerikan kwa na na bede nina jede.
Okay, so he says they're going to have a great, great show tonight. They've been all over the world. They've been in Burkina. They've been in Guinea. They just came from Europe, but now it's gonna happen. It's gonna be hot tonight in Washington. All right, so this song is Banyere Yere, one of Mamadou's tracks from his most recent album, Politiki, released in 2017. Mamadou, what's the message in this song? Banyere abe mofo.
Bon, banyere bamalankande paske anfe malikono kume ere badon ere tumbe malla.
He says this song is in Bambara because most people in Mali speak Bambara.
Wala mununte sebeke munu bambe bara ma ibasoro tobe sulika wili la olu dalin do sunogola.
Awa.
Purke ukashika dusuta ka barake.
Aha.
Ode nana ni banyere.
So he says this song is encouraging everyone capable of working to do something, do your part, get to work, and help improve your neighborhood, your family, your country. right. And that's the sound of Malian blues, Pibas. Mamadou Kelly and Group Bankana from Northern Mali. They are in the house and right next to me here in the studio. We'll talk more about Malian blues and meet the other members later in the show. Now, words from a few Facebook friends. In response to my question, who are your favorite artists of all time? Wumpini Arimiao Yakubu says, Fancy Gadam. Now, King Ijoba Damkash Isa says, not one, but Olamide, Wizkid, Davido, Mayorkun. I think you all must know that these guys are all Nigerian superstars at the moment. And finally, Yusuf De Prince says his favorite artist of all time is A-Pass and B2C from Uganda. Okay, I'd never heard of A-Pass, so I was curious. I listened and I watched, and guess what?
And this is the song of the week.
All right, yes. Yeah, so I listened to A-Pass and loved his voice so much that chose it for song of the week. Hello, Kwame.
Hey, hey, hey.
So this song by A-Pass is called Dee Dee Da Da Da. I can't even say it without singing it. This is one of the reasons I love it so much. It's a 2018 single release. Any words to prep our listeners for it, Kwame?
Of course, it got released this year. And he used to be called A-Pass Killer.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he dropped the killer?
He dropped the killer. I don't know why, but he's loved by his home base, Uganda. And obviously, he's popular in the East African side of things. And it's from his album, African Yayo, which also dropped this year. Yeah, and he has almost 1 million views on YouTube for this particular song.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, dee-da-da-da-da. Let's just get right to the song.
Yep.
Da da da.
Yeah, more fire. A year pass go, aya, we are rolling at the place like a boda tire. You dee da da da. Sabato Fuka producer. See the waiter, so may I forgive you the soda. Girl, I move like a helicopter, but I'm buzzer, ah, but distraction. Girl, I duster on another chapter. In a life, I never be an actor. Sabato Fuka producer, Nonza Nyanga piano.
All right, that was Dee Dee Da Da Da.
Yep, by A-Pass.
This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
All right, here's one of Nigeria's most recent crushes. Kiss Daniel with Yeba.
A one, a two, a three. and I'm under you. Oh, na 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 na. Uncle, stop touching.
Sorry, madam, sorry.
Maxwell. Coming up in this last half of the hour, we've got more Afro pop from Sierra Leone and South Africa, an interview from Douala, Cameroon with artist Andy Jamea, and more Mamadou Kelly. Kelly and his band are in the studio with me, right, guys? I'll be on.
No, I'm bien.
Eh bien.
I'm bien.
Uh-huh. We're going to listen to another track from their latest album, Politiki, produced by Claremont Records, and find out what African blues is all about. So don't touch that dial.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Now to Sierra Leone. I received this Facebook message with a song attached not long ago. I'm a born Sierra Leonean based in the second capital city, Bull. Mohammed John Bull is my biological name, and Ismed John Bull Ye Musu Epkin is my stage name. That's a long stage name, John Bull. I'm presently studying at Njala University, honors in sociology, and a potential finalist. Individually, I have one album, which was launched on February 24, 2018, titled Ole Fine. But with my formal musical dancing group, we have two albums. He says he's married with two children, he's the third child to his mother, and presently he says I'm representing the Blessed Mo Studio, based in Bo City, and Agassi Entertainment, based in Germany. Thanks for reading, and continue to promote. Here's the song, I Must Survive.
That's not good point, not gonna kill me, this love not gonna kill me. Not gonna kill me, this love not gonna kill me. Not gonna kill me, this love not gonna kill me. Not gonna kill me, this love not gonna kill me. Must survive, see no man must survive. 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 Me Mona Lisa, me Princess Diana. Me Princess Diana, me Mona Lisa. You find a fresh, let it for it. You find a fresh, let money you do. Now you find as all, make me body just a one. This is find as all, make me temperature they rise. Oh, now you find as all, make me neighbor that they shun me. This is love, don't make me body not they talk to me. Not gonna kill me, this love not gonna kill me. Not gonna kill me. This love not gon' kill me. Not gon' kill me. This love not gon' kill me. Not gon' kill me. This love not gon' kill me. Must survive. See no man must survive. Must survive. See no man must survive. Must
finest, he pay what of fee. Your go auntie and mommy, they molest me. They pay what they be, impossible. But I must make them.
Kill me, this love not gon' kill me. Must survive, see no man must survive.
All right, that was Icemed John Bo with I Must Survive from Bo, Sierra Leone. Now let's meet Andy Jamea in Douala, Cameroon.
Hi, this is Manuel Wanji from Douala, Cameroon. Today, I want to invite you to discover a songwriter. His name is Andy Jamea. How are you?
Je vais bien.
I'm doing well, big brother.
Très.
Really, really well.
So, where do you come from?
Douala. Je suis de Douala.
I'm from Douala, but more precisely from Djebale. Djebale is a small island on the Wouri River. I was born there.
Okay.
It's a branch of Douala.
I really love Maggie. Could you explain this song?
Maggie, c'est une déception amoureuse.
Maggie is about an amorous deception. It's the story of a husband who has to leave his village in order to find a job. A few years later, when he comes back, he finds Maggie's already married and she even has a child. So that's the deception. That's what the song's about.
Sonebolo vanité.
Magio, what is the name? Na kwalisane no mo. Na puli na na timbe. Ninenga mwenye kumbo. Amene mo di adiwa. Jongele iperaswe. Na nongi no puna. Tikandolo, tikandolo, tikindolo, eh, abenene no magi.
Tikandolo, yeah.
Mule mambon, na puli de nana wase. Depende marigo, vanite.
Baso no ni yonge ya timbae. Nyoro nye se, elu miani ba matao.
Na bomane no magi. Nadia,
Mumino Pepe, Cachere,
na, Vanité.
Cool, really, really love this song. For Lovey Lovey, you moved to a different style, more urban. Why?
Le côté urbain, je l'avais déjà dans le.
The urban side of my music. I already had it. It's in my first album. I entitled it Jamea. One can hear it in titles like I Want to Be a Star, which is really boogie, really urban.
Oh,
To conclude this interview, could you sing something live?
J'ai envie de faire une reprise, j'ai une chanson de...
I want to do a version of a song by Vicky Edimo that I really love.
Okay.
Ouais.
Nasita nongele na timba one e si be wa basen onna ke kid mi amo di dona ya londi ke ade wedi na santa ni suna na bolone et titi pendjom comme mu sorie ongere mimi ye do la sweet imbi sonde je ongere mimi ye do la sweet imbi sonde de sonna son do langonya londe do langonya londe ki ari weri na son tari sonna na bala e titi penjam kuma mi sarie sonongele mimi e mimi nya nubli
beautiful.
Thanks.
I know this song, you know, because with Henry de Conges, sometimes we play this song.
Yeah, I discovered the song when Papa Henry de Congo, when he did a version of it.
Thank you so much. This is Manuel Wanji with Andy Jemea.
Merci, grand frère.
Thank you. Merci. Thank you, merci, big brother.
Recording for Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America from Douala, Cameroon. Now, back to you, Heather Maxwell.
Okay, thanks, Manuel. Always good to hear from you in Cameroon. South African songstress Zahara never disappoints when it comes to a good melody. This is Ndiza, a track from her 2011 album, Loliwe. Ndiza means, I will come back.
Tihambile, tibonile, banti kelele, banti nigile, dinga funanga, dinga buzanga. Kuyeza kuyasa kumkuyafa.
want to tell me, way, 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 way.
We love music time in Africa.
Mamadou Kelly and his band Bankana are here with me today. If you've been with us all hour, you already know that they're a band from Northern Mali in D.C. to perform tonight. But we've only heard from Mamadou and Kande. Mamadou's the lead singer and guitarist of the group. So let's meet the other members of the band. Donc, Auka Kelen Kelen Folike, Au Dominica Au Togofo. He says his name is Afugindo, et Ebe Instrument du Menfo.
Bon, je suis le batteur du groupe.
He says he's
joue la calebasse et la batterie aussi.
Okay, so he is the percussionist and the drummer for the group, Mamadou Kelly.
Netogo Amasango.
Amasango is my name. Ebe Mungo.
Nibi djembe defo.
He's a djembe player.
Donc, nibi sante tuni, dominida.
He also sings.
Donc, nibi donke.
And he dances. Ah, Ebe donke. Oh. Aywa.
Netogo Ali Magasa.
Ali Magasa is his name.
Ne Mamadou Kelly terike depuis Anthony Sama.
He says he is a guitar player and he has been friends with Mamadou Kelly since they've been kids. He plays guitar and he sings. Bon, guitar bibolo si san. He has a guitar in his hand. So, e bisika donifo.
Problem tala.
He's play just a little. So this was even without Mamadou Kelly, who is the lead guitarist and singer. Yeah. All right, so thank you very much. That is group Bankana, and they're going to perform tonight in Washington, D.C. But if you're lucky, they might be coming to your country. They're on tour for quite a while. And we're going to listen now to another one of their songs that's on their recent album. I really like this song called Isa Nyanyote.
I don't fall if Lenny is a I don't fall if Lenny is a I don't. Are you
That was Isa Nenote by Malian artist Mamadou Kelly, who's in the studio right now. If you're not familiar with this sound, it's what northern Malians in the Timbuktu region love listening to. And it's been around for, well, ever since the guitar arrived in the area in the last century, the early 1900s. Since 1994, in fact, when American guitar producer Rai Cooter made a collaborative recording with Ali Farka Touré, the best guitarist from the region at that time, the music has come to be known in the world music market as Desert Blues. That album with Rai Cooter and Ali Farka Touré won the Grammy Award for Best World Music Album.
Le recrutement en Afrique.
Now, since then, Mali is known worldwide as home of the African or the desert blues. Mamadou Kelly is today's younger Ali Farka. He played backing guitars for Ali for years, as well as for another veteran guitarist in the same style, Afel Bokoum. Now I want to ask Mamadou what desert blues is to him. But first, since even American blues is not that well known to most Africans, here's a couple samples of classic American blues guitarists. For example, John Lee Hooker. And here's B.B. King and his guitar Lucille.
Sort of hard to talk to you myself. I guess I'll let Lucille say a few words and then...
Now, let me ask you, Mamadou, what is desert blues?
En fait, niame ko blues, vous voyez,
He's saying for us.
Akachampashe.
He's like it's a lot.
Musokoroba u konyombi na kesisa ni demsenu kafuru benake.
He says because old ladies, well, when there are weddings,
ube,
old ladies,
ube jita kake binyuar kono kafilim birasamfe.
Old ladies, they take big bins of water and then they take empty calabashes, turn them over, and play drums on those.
Voilà.
Is that a kind of blues?
Voilà.
Oye bluesy
voilà, oye blues
he says that's a kind of blues.
Parce que on yanga blues u tatine. Jelu ben gonundo fo amfe wafo ko baudi saigalare aninjaru.
Okay, so he says there's a lot of other kinds of music that's blues for us.
Voilà.
He says it just means so many things to us, blues. It's almost everything. And then he again mentions Ali Farka and Karkar Traore and Afel Bukhum and now them. So they're carrying on the tradition. Merci beaucoup.
Merci.
Mm-hmm. You listen to Music Time in Africa.
Mamadou Kelly and his group perform tonight in Washington, D.C. for the Flash of the Spirit Festival, and they continue on with their East Coast tour before returning to Mali. I've got one last song for you before wrapping up today's edition of Music Time in Africa. This is Hassan Hakmoun with his electro mix of a rather bluesy Gnawa song from Morocco. The featured instrument is the gimbri or santir. Hassan Hakmoun, the Lili Soul Remix. And that concludes today's show on Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Thank you for joining me today. And special thanks to Mamadou Kelly. Iniche Mamadou.
Ma niche.
He says thank you.
Ma niche, vraiment. Mais si sang, oube haketo kum groupu falina.
Yes, he's saying, wait a minute, I just have to say one thing. This group that he has with him now is different than the group that came in 2014.
Voilà, toko fana falina.
He said before it was Group Bankana.
Mais si sang chez Groupu Kelly.
Oh, now it's Group Kelly. Voilà, group so Kelly. I've been saying Group Baikana voilà. This whole time.
Voilà,
I can't hold it.
No problem, huh? No problem.
I'm sorry. So it's been Group Kelly. It's voilà. Now Group Kelly. Voilà, Aywa. Kande.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Bismillah. Bella Jelema.
We want to say hello and thank you to everyone.
Nous sommes Romina. Nafana Nana.
Okay, he says they've been well received here in the United States, and anyone from the U.S. coming to Mali is going to be well received there. Thank you.
Suina.
Yes, he says, and please, everybody, come to the concert tonight. All right. So also a special thank you to Andy Jamea and Manuel Wanji and Douala and to Kwame Ofori from the English to Africa service of the VOA. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 9:05 and Saturdays and Sundays 9:05, 15:20 and 2200 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay blessed.